From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. No deal yet with Iran. Two top foreign ministers helping to negotiate a nuclear agreement with Iran are sounding confident that an agreement can be reached by Tuesday's deadline. Germany's Frank-Walter Steinmeier said Sunday several elements are missing and Iran has to be more flexible, but he said he believes Iran wants the talks to end. Britain's Philip Hammond also said he believes an agreement can be reached. Votes are being counted in Nigeria's presidential and parliamentary elections. The Independent National Electoral Commission says about 350 polling units were opened Sunday after delays and technical problems on Saturday. Opposition supporters disputed results from Rivers State even before they were announced. Riot police are on the scene at the Independent National Electoral Commission office in Port Harcourt, where hundreds of opposition supporters are demonstrating over what they say were voting irregularities. Arab leaders say Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen will continue until Houthi rebels surrender and withdraw from the territory they have seized. That announcement came Sunday at the end of a two-day summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Saudi U.S. Ambassador Adel al-Jubeir spoke Sunday on the CBS program Face the Nation.
When they were virtually about to take over the city of Aden with its president, we had to step in order to, in response to the request by the legitimate government to do so.
Leaders at the Sharm el-Sheikh summit also agreed to create a joint Arab military force to deal with the growing security threat in the region. For more on that story, take a look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tunisian security forces say they have killed the main suspect in the recent museum attack that targeted foreign tourists. Tunisia's state news agency says Abu Shak Lokman was killed, along with eight others, late Saturday during an anti-terrorist operation near the Algerian border. Officials say Lokman's group, which is affiliated with the North African branch of Al-Qaeda, organized the March 18th attack on the Bardo Museum that left 21 foreign tourists and one Tunisian policeman dead. On Sunday, tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Tunis to protest extremist violence in the country. Christians around the world are celebrating Palm Sunday. Robert Berger attended festivities in Jerusalem.
Bells summoned the faithful to Palm Sunday prayers at the ancient Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem's Old City. Palm Sunday marks the beginning of Easter Holy Week and Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem riding on a donkey. Priests and monks in festive robes led a colorful procession around the ancient stone tomb where tradition says Jesus was buried and rose from the dead. Pilgrims from around the world marched behind them in a fragrant cloud of incense, waving palm and olive branches. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence says he does not regret approving a new state law that keeps the government from forcing people and businesses to provide services they find objectionable on religious grounds. Some gay rights organizations have called it a state-sponsored waiver for discrimination. Activists have called for a boycott of the state, and some businesses and groups say they plan to do less business in Indiana as a result of the law. A funeral was held Sunday for former Singapore Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew. In attendance was former U.S. President Bill Clinton, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, South Korean President Park Geun-hye, and Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Mr. Lee, called the founding father of Singapore, died Monday at the age of 91. French voters went to the polls Sunday to cast their ballots in a second round of local elections. Early results suggest President François Hollande's Socialist Party lost leadership of half of its current local councils. The strong winner appears to be former President Nicolas Sarkozy's UMP. The Conservative National Front of Marine Le Pen moved forward, but only slightly. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.